Hey, welcome to the Winter Feast for the Soul, day 23. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Take a moment to arrive in the present moment in your body, in the space that you're in, your very own space. Feel the weight of the body resting on your chair. Let go of the morning you've already had. And continuing our talk this morning about confidence, I wanted to talk about the inner critic, the other wolf. The last couple of days we've been feeding the wolf of confidence, but I wanted to talk a little bit about the inner critic, because Rick Hansen has this wonderful description of the inner critic, and I'm just going to read it. And so I want to invite you to see how this lands on you, to see if any of this feels or sounds familiar to you. He says, "Try to observe how the self-criticism operates inside you. Notice any dismissal or minimization of your pain, your needs, and your rights. Watch how little streams of thought downplay your accomplishments. Oh, anyone could have done that. Oh, but it wasn't perfect. What about all the other times I messed up?" Observe any repetitive doubting or discouraging of your hopes and dreams. See if you're raining on your own parade. Be aware of anger at yourself that seems out of proportion to whatever happened, and listen inside for a tone of scolding, berating, or shaming, like someone is yelling at you. Recognize any underlying attitude that you always have to do more to be good enough. Identify any over-the-top moralistic self-condemnation. Oh, you should be ashamed of yourself. You're not a very good person. So just see if that lands on you. And his advice, and I think it's really interesting, in particularly in the context of growing our inner resources, is to first see if we can just label it. Just label it self-criticism. Rather than being in the water of self-criticism, swimming around, see if you can get some distance by just labeling it. And he calls that a kind of calm witnessing, which in itself is a kind of resource that gives us a little bit of distance to be able to see these things in a more balanced kind of way. And this also connects to his idea of the linking. In the HEAL acronym, have a good experience, enrich it, absorb. L is for linking. So being able to see these kind of negative thought worms that we sort of can fall into, or rabbit holes, seeing them, identifying them, identifying that it's maybe not the wolf you want to feed, and bringing in some kind of other wolf. So I would suggest thinking back to the caring moment, or connecting to your refuge, or remembering self-compassion. So we can link these kind of negative rabbit holes that we get into, once we identify them, to something more positive, and then reevaluate whatever's going on in our heads. And that's really one of the most particular and strongest ways to use this kind of idea of linking. So the more we grow these positive inner resources, the more we can call on them. So today I want to invite you to notice any of these self-criticism voices. I also had a meditation teacher that called that self-critic the voice that cannot be satisfied. because it's never enough, right? And I think calling on these more positive resources helps us to see that. In light of a caring moment or a refuge or self-compassion, we can see this is the voice that can never be satisfied. So don't listen and don't feed it. So notice the wolf with the voice that can never be satisfied and bring in your other resources. And that in and of itself can help you to build more confidence, more reliance on these inner resources and strengthen them. Put them to good use today. So shifting to the formal practice, bringing that into the formal practice. So even when you start to notice in your formal practice the voice that cannot be satisfied, see if you can bring that sense of warmth and caring to yourself. So again, taking your seat, feeling that sense of ground. From that ground of self-care, refuge, self-compassion, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and joy of our practice together.